And yes, it is KZSU, and it's Monday. It's 12 o'clock, so that means it's time for another exciting edition of the Lunch Special. Some Arabic music for your listening pleasure this afternoon, and I hope nobody has a problem with that. No, I'm here. I'm your host, Bird. It's the Lunch Special, heard every Monday between noon and one with another Stanford professor and returning champ for the, is this number five?
This is number five.
Ramzi Salty, a lecturer in Arabic. At the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Lectures and Literatures inside the Stanford Language Center. We got to give everybody their props or you might get in trouble, right?
Well, and that's the other thing is, you know, I'm a full-time lecturer, Bird, and not a professor.
Right, we can't call you. If we call you professor, then we're all in trouble, right?
Then everybody's a professor. No, I'm kidding. But I'm a full-time lecturer, of course, here. So for
do you hope 30. One day to become a professor?
Of course, who doesn't? But, I think...
Would you have to go get a PhD? No, you have a PhD.
I do have a PhD.
So what do you got to do? What kind of hoops you got to jump through?
Well, this is what I'm telling you. So just call me Ramzi, and I think it'll make life a lot easier,
Bird.
All right.
Dr. Ramzi. No, they would be Dr. Salty. I'll call you Ramzi.
Yeah, just call me
Ramzi. Yeah, this is the fifth time back, and I love this, because you've been teaching me about Arabic music, and the audience as well.
Yeah, well, it's been
wonderful. And we love it. We post our shows up on an internet source called, a website called Radio for All.
Right.
Kind of it's not a podcast, but people can download it and listen to it. And you... Out of the 5 years we've been doing this show, you have gotten the most hits of any professor or lecturer.
Hits.
Yeah, yeah. People listening people to the are, show, people oh, downloading and listening to
oh,
the show.
I thought you meant people were beating me up the most, but the most
well,
hits.
No. Is anybody beating you up?
No, nobody's beating me up. So I'm like, I'm well, not, where are right? these hits coming from?
You well, know? Yeah, well, it, I think it's a lot of your students that you connect with. It. You don't do that with a grade, do you?
No, of course not. That's but I good. Do. But I do subtly suggest that if you happen to be free between 12 and 1 on that Monday and you'd like to listen to some great Arabic music, please turn into Bird's show, well, the lunch special.
Well, there's that. And then they can go back later on, too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You're the king of all the shows we've uploaded. You've had the most hits of any guest we've ever had.
Yeah, but I think, Bird, you're being modest because you're also part of
it's
the show.
No, it's not my music. It's your music, though.
But it's your show. Mine.
They well, love the music.
I guess we work together.
Who was that we just played?
Well, who was that?
You tell me.
Fairuz.
Oh, and, your favorite. Remind the folks who Fairuz.
Well, let me
She's
tell you.
Gone now, right?
Sorry, Bird? I mean...
She's still here.
Oh,
excuse me.
You mean in the studio?
She's still with us.
She's still with us. This song was actually on her brand new album that was released last week. This
wow!
woman is 75 years old,
dude.
Just released a brand new album and had a concert in Lebanon.
That's
we
great.
Kind of spoke briefly about the concert the last time.
Yeah.
And
did you hear how it went?
It went beautifully. Sold out audiences. It was like she was amazing. I could almost feel the vibes all the way from Beirut to my heart here.
Have
in
you
California.
Seen any YouTubes of it or anything?
They're not uploading anything. They're very, right. very strict about that. But oh. I did have a friend who went there, and he actually sent me in a memorabilia, like the concert program by
sure.
FedEx, and I received it along with the new CD. And this oh. song we played is a brand new song by Fairuz called Bint Shalabiya. It's one of those old songs that she's revamped and jazzed up and released on the new album called Afi ML. A beautiful, beautiful album. I haven't taken it off my iPod in like a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting a real education in Arabic music today, ladies and gentlemen, in case you just tuned in. This is a lunch special on KZSU with Ramsey Salty, Dr. Ramsey Salty today, a lecturer here in Arabic at Stanford. What do we got up next?
Well, I think we're going to go to May Nasser, an artist that we played on one of our previous shows together, a Bird, or one of your previous shows,
okay.
And it's called Zghire Shinnet. It's an original by Seta Hakobyan, and May Nasser, through a friend, sent me this song. It's off her brand new album, so I hope you'll enjoy it.
I'm sure we will.
صغيرات شنت وانت صغيرو الحب عرفناه بنظرات العيون قالوا ترى ذولا يحبون إن الصغر لما يكبروا صغيرات شنت وانت صغيرون الحب عرفناه بنظرات العيون قالوا ترى ذولا يحبون إن الصغر لما يكبروا مثل النجمة والقمر كبر حبنا وازدهر بعيونك حبيبي تبتدي دروب السفر لا 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 على الجرف سهرنا ليالي فوق النهر والنخل عالي كبرنا وتغيرنا يا غالي ضل النهر والنخل عالي مثل النهر ما تغيرنا تغيرنا حبنا كبر واحنا كبرنا الحب اللي جمعنا ومثل الطيور احنا طرنا مثل النجمة والقمر كبر حبنا وازدهر بعيونك حبيبي تبتدي دروب السفر لا 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 ليلان مثل النجمة والقمر كبر حبنا وازدهر بعيونك حبيبي تبتدي دروب السفر لا 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 لا. دخلت مرة في جنينة أشم ريحة الزهور وأهني نفسي الحزينة وأسمع نشيد الطيور فصيت لقيت على الغصون بلبل وياه ولفته واقف معاها بسكون أنا فرحت أما شفته فارد جناحه عليها وبيرعيها بحنان وهو من حبه فيها غنى لها لحن الأمان وقال لها يا ملاك اللي تعوزيه اطلبي روحي وعقلي فداكي حبيبك اوعي تسيبيه أشم ريحة الزهور وأهني نفسي الحزينة وأسمع نشيد الطيور فصيت لقيت على الغصون بلبل وياه ولفته واقف معاها بسكون أنا فرحت لما شفته فارد جناحه عليها يرايها بحنان وهو من حبه فيها غنى لها لحن الأمان وقال لها يا ملاكي اللي تعوزيه اطلبي حبيبك اوعي تسيبيه
A little bluesy Arab music for your listening pleasure this afternoon on the lunch special. In case you just tuned in, we're here with Dr. Ramsey Salty, a lecturer in Arabic here at Stanford. And Ramsey, that was pretty bluesy, man. What's going on there?
Like that, because I don't know if our listeners, well, I'm sure they do, but those overseas don't know that you're like blues.
I love the blues. Yeah. I really do. But
so you would know.
Yeah, the blues has kind of seeped into everything, and as you've been teaching me, Middle Eastern music has embraced so many different styles of music now.
Absolutely. Who would have thought that we'd be hearing blues with an Arabic singer? By the way, let me say her name, because we didn't quite introduce her.
Please do.
Sumaya Balbaki.
Wow.
And this is from her album called Arab Tango.
Where is she from?
I'm going to say from the Arab world, just because I'm not sure which part, but I think she might be Lebanese, and I'm probably going to get calls about this. Definitely an Arabic singer from the Arab world, and from the album Arab Tango, I picked a song that's a very, very old classic by Asmahan that she has re-recorded. Asmahan used to be in the 40s, Bert, for, you know, you're much too young to know this.
But, you have some very deep knowledge of this music that I'm very impressed by. I've been impressed by that ever since you've been coming on this show. You really, you're like a storehouse of knowledge for Arabic music. Where did you get?
But unfortunately, not much else. No, I'm kidding.
You're a lecturer here in Arabic.
Well, no, as long as it's Arabic related, I'm happy.
Did it come from your love of Arabic music? Just studying up on it, finding out more about it all?
Absolutely. And I think this is why this show has been such a welcome breath of fresh air in my life, because it enables somebody actually invites me to speak about what I like most. It's like, you know, getting invited to win the lottery. To me, it's just an amazing feeling. Every time I come here, I'm so happy, and I leave here with a big smile on my face because I was able to present this gorgeous music to listeners who may not have heard about it before.
Well, you know, after your first visit on this show, we implored you to take the training program. You did. You've been through training.
I have been through training.
And you learned how to operate the equipment here. You did everything that somebody would need to know to do it. You've done everything short of making your... Have you made your demo tape?
The demo is all that remains, but I did all the lessons about, you know, the FCC regulations.
Right, you got to know all the rules and regulations.
Yes.
So you're poised to get a show here, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, who do I have to thank for it, honestly? It's watching you work. You're such a pro bird that it made me want to do the same thing, but it's still, you know, a lot of, you know, technical deed. I look at you doing all this stuff and I go, whoa, how could I ever do this?
You can do it. It's easy. The thing is, we want to hear a Ramsey Salty show on KZSU on a weekly basis.
Well, thank you, Bert. You know what we say in Arabic? We say inshallah. Inshallah means God willing.
Okay.
So it's, you know, instead of saying yes, or you go inshallah, and that way if it doesn't happen, it was Allah, you know.
You can blame it on him.
Whether it's good or bad, it's Allah's will, risen.
So, what do we got up next for the folks, Ramsey?
Well, I think we're going to play next a track by Reem El Benna. It's called The Top of the Mountain, and the tracks we've been playing so far have been kind of bluesy, and this one's a little bit more hip, but it's also very folkloric. So I think you're going to be bopping around a little bit to this tune.
Okay.
All right.
Let's check it out.
Thank you.
شجر التفاح والحلو اللي ما بتنتسى بحر عيونها السواح لطلع عراس الجبل واشرف على الوادي واقول يا مرحبا للسمها وبلادي يا ربي ليلة مطر ويسيل على الوادي شط البحر لاني اودعهم لقيتهم سفر والريح مطاوعهم ناديت رئيس المركب لحتى يرجعهم هدول احبابي راحوا مفتاح القلب معهم ليا وليا وليتي ليا على ليا ليا وليا وليتين ليا على ليا ليا وليا وليتين ليا على ليا لطلع عراس الجبل أشكي الأمر ما شاء الله الوجه دارت قمر
kind of folky, kind of acoustic. It's Arabic music for this hour, the lunch special, heard every Monday here on KZSU. And we also put these shows up on a website called Radio for All. It's a, I guess it's a podcast, and you could pull it down. You could listen to it, copy it, whatever you want to do. That's Radio, the number four, All, Radio for All. And the wonderful producer of the show, Blue, is responsible for booking it and for uploading it and doing all the background work. And I want to thank her. Right, Ramsey?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who she, I don't know her Blue? Personally, but I will only tell you the Radio for All website is amazing. You can search, you know, the shows according to name.
Right.
And you can download old podcasts. It's just an amazing tool.
Yeah, it really
And I
is.
Think, you know, you should also support them because they have the little support our efforts button on their site. But,
sure.
But I am so grateful to them for putting up our old podcasts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Blue's the one that puts them up, and Radio for All provides a website. But anyway.
Wonderful.
Who was that we heard from right there,
well,
Ramsey?
Well, we just heard Yumna Saba featuring Fadi Tabbal, and the song was called Tehfi. And the song is brand new. How do you say, brand spickin' new? Is
that spankin'.
Spankin', sorry.
Like a spankin'.
Like a spankin'. Well, I didn't want to go there, but, you know, I
no,
guess
no,
it
that,
is
that,
spankin'.
That's the saying.
Okay.
Between See, I'm teaching you, like, street English now.
Okay.
And you teach Arabic to kids here at Stanford, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, do you teach them the street part, too? That's the kind of slangy stuff?
Well, you know, sometimes...
Or just the formal...
The truth is I do a little bit of both just because you don't want them to, like, you know, say a bad word thinking it means
something else. Yeah, right.
And so often in language when they're saying something and you know, it sounds like a bad word in street language, but they're trying to say, you know, a very harmless word. I
right.
go, if you say that on the streets in the Arab world or in the Middle East, you know, you might get your, you know. And so they never make that mistake again. So sometimes it's a very necessary thing to kind of be slangy and
sure. Remember when Kennedy you know said he'd rather be a Berliner,
right?
He was you know in Berlin way back in 1961 or two when he first got elected or whatever.
Well,
he actually said
then,
he was happy. He actually the word he used was so close to Berliner, but it wasn't that he slipped and he said it's so I'm so happy to be a jelly donut.
A jelly donut.
Well, in German, see. Because he didn't say Berlin correctly. And so to the Germans, it was jelly donut.
Jelly donut. Wait, it's not,
anyway, I digress.
No, but that was funny.
Ramsey Salty is our guest for the hour. And who was, we did set up the song before the last one too, didn't we?
Well, we
talked about that.
I think so. We played, it was Reem Banna, The Top of the Mountain, followed by Tehfi by Yumna Saba featuring Fadi Tabbal. But I just wanted to say, Bird, that the last one we played, the duet by Yumna Saba, or the Yumna Saba featuring Fadi Tabbal, is on a CD called The Ruptured Sessions. And that CD was sent to me by Lebanon, from Lebanon by a very dear cousin of mine. Her name is Nisreen. She went down and bought the brand new CD. Check out that cover, Bird. Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, yeah.
And that CD is available, you know, for anybody who likes this kind of music. And to my wonderful, amazing cousin, Nisreen, thank you, shukran, merci, grazie, toda.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know how
that
many.
That was thank you in six different languages.
Oh, and she deserves every single language. That cousin of mine is an amazing, amazing young lady in Lebanon. And she sent me, like, a whole bunch of CDs to play on the show today. She went around and scouted for the best songs in Lebanon, and we're going to play in the second half of the show, maybe a little later on, Arabic hip hop.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right. They're not cussing, are they?
No, they're not.
Some of them are, but
the song that we're going to play, I made sure didn't have any cuss words. I mean,
well, if there are cuss words in Arabic, I don't think the FCC would mind because nobody would even know.
Yeah, but now that we've said that, they'll be checking. So we'll
Will
make
they?
Sure.
Are they checking up on us?
You never know.
You never know. That's right. Ramsey Salty's the guest now. Ramsey's brought in a surprise today at the, and I love this too. This is great. All that controversy over that Islamic Center in New York that that so many freaks in this country want to call a mosque, a terror mosque or whatever, and it was just a big misunderstanding. You don't hear about it in the news anymore. Anyway, we have an Islamic cultural center, probably several, right here in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, and so one specifically is the one that contacted me. They're the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California, and they're in downtown Oakland.
And they're having a show with a band that has already played here.
Absolutely.
At KZSU, and we have a recording of that night they played here, and they wanted you to give away, a pair of passes for that
show?
Yes,
isn't that amazing? amazing. They contacted me by email. They said, you know, the Aswat Ensemble, who mm-hmm. will do an annual kind of concert, mm-hmm. Has heard about the show, the KZSU show. And they said, well, Dr. Salty, we would love to give two tickets to anybody who'd like to come to the show. And if you don't mind, you know, sort of mentioning the show. And then Bird and I spoke before the show. And lo and behold, we found an actual recording of Aswat at KZSU that was recorded with, I believe, Professor Bainan?
Joel Bainan, the Middle Eastern history professor, has a show here. He's another professor that got a show here on KZSU.
Right.
And he hosted them at the station here.
Yeah.
We recorded it, and with their permission, we have a copy of that recording.
And thanks to Bird, we were able to find it. I didn't, you know, I mean, I knew
look at the library, man,
here,
under ASW,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Aswat amazing library.
Aswat is the name of the band. Now, they're having a concert. When is it, Ramsey?
It's going to be on Sunday, November 14th at 3 o'clock at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California, which is at 1433 Madison Street in downtown Oakland.
Okay.
The performance is co-sponsored by and held at the ICC, the Islamic Cultural Center. And how nice to have, you know, sort of a nice image of, you know, modern Muslim Americans sort of singing joyfully about wonderful things like love and peace, you know.
Sure.
And for people out there to remember and to know that there are, you know, this kind of demonization of Muslims that goes on in the media
right.
systematically. Has to be questions. Now, in no way am I saying that we shouldn't be, you know, worried about, you know, security issues and such, but sometimes the demonization becomes so general, and people are just, you know, imagine being your typical Muslim American student here at Stanford,
yeah,
and having to hear some of the stuff on the news about, you know, people who are really your friends and family. And
do you have Muslim Americans in your class?
Absolutely.
And how are they reacting to all this this stuff?
I mean, I think, you know, sometimes when there's kind of a report that, you know, a certain Muslim terrorist organization or something back in the Middle East or Afghanistan or wherever does something, it reflects badly on peaceful Muslim Americans who live in the States. And so these kids come in and you can kind of tell that they are bothered because the media keeps showing Islam this way, but it doesn't seem to be showing the positive aspect of it, because the religion itself is just like any other religion.
Right.
It's, you know, very spiritual.
Well, that's up to the kids, though. These Islamic kids have a chance to show their fellow students and their advisors and all their faculty members here at Stanford and throughout all the schools in America, they have a chance to kind of represent for Islam, right?
Right, right.
And I bet they do in a great way, right?
Well, I think just by being them, just being at Stanford, being the wonderful kids that they are, you know, several of them or most of them are born and raised in the States, so they mm-hmm. come and learn Arabic in college because they heard their parents speaking it
sure.
at home.
Oh.
So, you know, they're your all-American kid and just with a, well, I don't know, a Muslim twist.
Sure.
And so they really get to speak the language beautifully.
That's great.
I enjoy having them. And the last thing I wanted to say, Bird, is it's so wonderful to see these Muslim kids sitting next to the Jewish kids and sitting next to the Christian kids. And they're all speaking Arabic and enjoying a peaceful sort of mini utopia within the.
Do they all get along?
They get along beautifully. I mean, you see sometimes at first that there is hesitation. They kind of, the Muslim kids maybe sit on one side and the other kids sit on the other, and the Christian kids on one side, you know, but it's more like the frat people would sit on this side mm-hmm. and the, you know, more computer literate people will be.
And then once they get to know each other, it's all good.
And I think because it's a language class often where people interact, the second you start interacting and you hear, oh, you like football? I like football, you know.
Sure,
and so it's not about, you know, the religion. But in any case, so it's wonderful to be able to teach these wonderful kids. And I love all my kids equally, regardless of, you know, race, gender, age, sexual orientation. It's
good.
All the same for me.
That's
as
great.
Long as you're a good kid and you're studying up, Dr. Salty's happy with you.
That's great. Okay, so we have a pair of passes to give away for Sunday, November 14th. It's an all-ages show. All you got to do is call in. It's one pair. You got to be caller number 8. And the secret phone number is in the 650 area code at 725-4868. 725-4868 in the 650 area code. 725-4868 is the magic number to get these passes to go to the Islamic Center on Sunday, November 14th to see Aswat. And here they are live in our KZSU studios.
Okay, very good. So we're ready for the next piece, which is Shamsul Ashi or Twilight. another Andalusian song from the 11th century and from the school of Fez in Morocco.
Yeah.
live at KZSU. That is the band Aswat, and they will be in concert on Sunday, November 14th at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California. And that's located in Oakland, and we want to congratulate Ramsey. Who was the winner?
Well, it's a gentleman by the name of Ehab.
Ehab
from Oakland.
He won the tickets.
He was the number whatever caller.
Yes.
And the phone was ringing off the hook, so I'm really happy.
Yeah, it really was. We want to thank everybody for the phone calls, and we want to encourage everybody, if you like this music or you're just curious about what goes on at the Islamic Cultural Center, get over there for that show Sunday, November 14th at 3 o'clock.
Absolutely. I've seen
it's,
them.
It's a worthwhile show, and that's a great sounding band.
Definitely,
too.
They were in San Mateo College last year, and it was wonderful. It was so uplifting, and mm-hmm. they had May Nasera's part of their ensemble.
That was a beautiful song. That was from their performance here at KZSU. But what was the name of that song?
The name was Shamsul Ashi, which translated is twilight. And the introduction we heard was actually by Professor Joel Bainan, if you heard his voice.
Yes.
So he actually wasn't live in the studio, but was part of the recording that we have. And he did a beautiful job introducing the track, which then we all enjoyed. And I'm sure the person who's happiest at this point is Mr. Ehab, who actually
won the tickets
and claimed, and told us that it was his birthday. So how appropriate
is
that?
We want to send out a happy birthday shout out to Ehab.
Let me try. I don't know if he speaks Arabic, but we'll say Kul Sana wa Anta Salim. That's how you say happy birthday.
I bet he does.
In Arabic. So thank you for allowing us promote the event.
Definitely. What do we got up next, Ramsey?
Okay, so we're going to go to Arabic hip hop. Are you ready to hip and hop in Arabic?
Yeah, sure.
It's a band called Fari al Atrash, not Farid al Atrash. Fari al Atrash, which translated is the group of Atrash. Fari al Atrash is a hip hop band from Lebanon, rap and hip hop. And the song we're going to play is called Demokrati. I hope you enjoy it.
عم بتعاني ومن لا يعاني اوجاع بالاعضاء باستمرار فوق معاصي حكم الديمقراطي لقاصر صار فايت بالسياسه اكتر من اللي قاصد عشوائي تعرسوم وعود محل بيير صادر بدك تحاسب بلش بحالك شوف مين مصاحب بصفك شخصيه متقلبه عمراحل مراحل بيوت شعر ورا كل خطاب ابصر شو طاحن بكير تفصيل للتشويش فيقت للراحل نعم موجوده بجرايد البلد روح طالع ما تروح طالع لعندي بسؤال مش واضح خليني صادع بافكاري طاغي وتقاطع اللي اشتغلوا مصلحه البلد بينعم مع نص الأصابع بقصات المد مسدود الميلتين سد غير قابل الدمج عن سياسة الظاهر مخططاته بعضه صافن صديقي في الكون قاطع محشور نفس الخنق أول دقعة بالطاحش بطلنا نحضر إلا أخبار مارسيل غانم شعب طافش من غير قصد بوز المدفع واقف طلعت برد رحنا عغيف معس ما حدا حاسس حاسب حسابه مسؤولية حامل وطننا حاول وطننا حاول تناقض الأفكار على الطاولة فشل بالحوار والتعاطي هم بماطي تاني بعارف يروح تالت فيهم طابش لوين بعد واصل عارف وطننا حاول وتناقض بالأفكار على الطاولة فشل بالحوار والتعاطي هم بماطي تاني بعارف يروح تالت فيهم طابش أكيد بده يكون فساد طاغي وطننا حاول وتناقض بالأفكار على الطاولة فشل بالحوار والتعاطي هم بماطي تاني بعارف يروح تالت فيهم طابش أكيد بده يكون فساد عم بتعارض ومن غير معارض خلاف بين اعضاء عالتكرار فوق اخطاء الحكم الديمقراطي القاصر محملينه سلاح بدل اقلام ومساطر حايس ناطر لا تعلق لا يروح يقاتل طوارئ نبض البلد واقف ضغطه قاشر خف النمط محتمل ما يعود يواصل بيظهر مقاوم اللي بنظرك ارهابي وبده يخاني صديقي في الكون قاطع نظرة بتقلب بلد المتواضع اللي رافض يفاوض شادد ظهرك مين جايبشك من خوانيق وعاصر لاخر نقطة بدمك قاطر اللي صاير واقف مطرحك والضحك عليك متواصل بتقوم طاير عالوزن عالخف خف ريش وسهل ينتف سندو رهيق وبسرعة بينعلف لانه عاقل عظهره مركب شوف قده ما حدا وصل وبضاعله مركب وطننا حاول تناقض بالافكار عالطاولة وليه فشل بحوار وطاعات هون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طاب الشاكيب بده يكون فساد خي وطننا حق وتناقض الأفكار عطا وليه فشل بحوار وطاعات هون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طاب الشاكيب بده يكون فساد خي وطننا حق وتناقض الأفكار عطا وليه فشل بالحوار وطاعات هون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طاب الشاكيب بده يكون فساد خي هون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طاب شلون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم هون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طاب شلون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم هون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طاب شلون بمعمل تاني بعاقد دا روح تلت فيهم طابش 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 دا روح تلت فيهم طابش
Arabic music for your listening pleasure this afternoon, and it goes by so fast, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ramzi Salty, lecturer in Arabic here at Stanford University as part of the Stanford Language Center in the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures. Dr. Ramzi Salty, did you have fun again today for your fifth time?
It was amazing. And, you know,
it always is when you come on, man.
Well, thank you. And it's probably the last time I'll be on this year, at least. And then I'm so happy.
But you will
conclude.
Come back, right, next year?
I think KZSU is part of my life now. And
thank you.
Just try to keep
and
me
now
away.
That you've taken training, you got to promise to get a show next year.
I promise to try.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, Bert, let me just tell you this song.
Who was
that? This instrumental was by David Giovacchini. Actually, he's got a band called Ahlin Nafs. He's the Arab, he's the Middle Eastern collection librarian here at Stanford.
Oh.
And he composed this tune on his own.
Now, see, if you had a show, you could bring him on and play him at KZSU.
I promised him I'd do that. But
good.
He came to me and very reluctantly said, would you like to listen to my music? And if
isn't
you like it, play
great.
It.
And isn't, you played it on the radio
wasn't
for
wasn't that amazing?
I hope he knows.
I hope he's listening because I sent him a little email to remind him. But if not, there's always a podcast, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And so I hope you enjoyed that kind of music because I thought we would end the show with a very similar kind of oud music by Rahim Al-Hajj called Sailor 3. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that this song was sent to me by my friend Manal, for which many, many thanks. And it's a great way to end the show on a beautiful note.
That's a wonderful thing. And Ramzi, we always enjoy you here coming on the show. You bring a certain energy and flair that very few guests have ever brought. And we're looking forward to having you back on the air next year. But we're also looking forward to you getting your own show and presenting these great artists that you always do on a weekly basis.
Oh,
wouldn't that be great?
That would be a dream come true, Bert.
Okay, we can help you with that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again. And stand by for another edition of Shedding Light after this. But Ramzi Salty's last song, who's it again?
It's a Sailor 3 by Rahim Al-Hajj.